For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Ice Guys. This is the show that takes you into the world of the National Hockey League. Every game, every day, from a betting perspective. With pro sports handicappers, Ian Cameron, Alex P. Smith, and various guests from the world of hockey and sports betting. And now, here's your host, Ian Cameron.
Welcome to the Ice Guys, presented by Boston Hemp, Inc., Saturday, May 25th. Ian Cameron, Alex B. Smith, ready to break down Edmonton-Dallas Game 2 in the Western Conference Final taking place tonight. First, we'll look back on last night with a very entertaining game, two of the Eastern Conference Final with the Panthers and the Rangers. I thought it was an excellent game. I mean, don't be fooled by the fact that it was a goal apiece after the first period, which actually suited Alex perfectly because he jumped back on the first period over last night with the Panthers and the Rangers. And those were the only two goals in regulation time. Vincent Trocheck got the Rangers on the board. And I know the record with him scoring a goal or contributing offensively in the playoffs has been tremendous. And sure enough, he gets the first goal for the Rangers. Verhaeghe does respond with a power play goal late in the first for Florida. I thought there were some really good opportunities both ways. Again, the goaltending was just supreme again last night. It was just a tremendous display from both of them, Sergei Bobrovsky and Igor Shesterkin. It's not like there weren't chances for these two teams to, you know, eventually take the lead in the second period or the third period, but we got to overtime, and sure enough, the longer it went, I felt the Rangers actually got stronger. I thought their third period was very good. I thought their start was excellent when they jumped to that 1-0 lead. Yeah, I think there were times in the second Florida was looking like they were wrestling back the flow of play and the edge was going to them. But I thought the Rangers played a very good third period. Thought in overtime, you know, they kept Florida at bay for the most part. And then, of course, the one chance that they finished off was Barclay Goodrow. And it does not surprise me when we see a name like that score in overtime. How many times is it sometimes your unsung heroes, your bottom six forwards, or a depth defenseman that maybe finds that game winner for you? And last night it was Barclay Goodrow. It was a hell of a shot. I think all things considered, Bobrovsky would want to save that one or have that one stopped when you look at it, just because of the angle it came in at. But it was still a heck of a shot from just inside the blue line there by Barclay Goodrow. And the New York Rangers with a huge victory, 2-1 in overtime to tie up the series, which is actually, it was a great result for Alex and I. And from one aspect, we're on these 4-2, 4-3 series result props with both the Panthers and the Rangers in this series and the series to go six or seven games, where if one of them hits, we're obviously profitable. So that was a big result for that. I mean, not that it still can't go to six or seven if the Rangers are down 2-0, but obviously the hill gets a little bit steeper to climb if they lose that game tonight. So all things considered, great game, and the Rangers get a split going back to Florida for game three. Alex, a very good hockey game last night.
Yeah, it was a fun one to watch. Like you say, you know, obviously we miss seeing the track meets, the 6-5, 5-4 kind of a game. But like I said, when you're getting a good goaltending duel, it can be just as exciting. And that was certainly the case with the game last night. Happy to get that first period over in. It took a little while. Need that second goal late, but Florida ended up getting the tying goal there. Like I said, everything kind of went to a standstill. So if you were live wagering, you could have easily gotten a live under at a good price after the first 20 minutes. And that may be something to keep an eye on in this series. We could see that kind of pace early, and then we definitely know we'll kind of see things slow down in the second and certainly in the third period as well. It kind of felt like a regular season third period, like a second half third period, where there weren't that many chances. Teams knew they couldn't afford to give up a big rush late. And, of course, the thing goes right in OT. But to have the Rangers, like I said, a guy like Goodrow step up and win it, that's big. You know, it can't always be Panarin and Kreider and Zibanejad every night. You have to have those bottom six guys step up in those big moments in order to advance in the playoffs. So to have this one be 1-1, and like I said, you know, last series I got home with Rangers and Carolina, and that was a 3-0 start. So to have 1-1 already, now all we just need is a split and sunrise between games 3 and 4, and then we're home free as far as our wages are concerned. So very happy with how things are shaping up so far.
No question. It's we wanted a long series. We wanted a competitive series. And so far, it looks like we are going to get that. Let's not forget that for as bad as the Rangers played, you know, that game was 1-0 with 5 minutes left in the third period, game one. So even with the really poor game the Rangers had, they didn't get blown out. So that's just the nature of what this series is going to be. It's going to be close. It's going to be tight. You know, I think we're going to see a lot of on the edge of your seat, you know, fans on both sides, you know, at the end of the third period in these games, because it's still going to be so close. So very impressive. And look, I believe the streak now with that win goes to 12-0 for the Rangers playing at home following. It's basically a streak. The trend is 12-0 now after last night, where they're at home when they lost their previous home game. That's the trend. So when they lose their previous home game and they're playing at Madison Square Garden, they are now 12-0. In their last 12 games in that scenario. So that's basically, they haven't lost two straight home games for a very, very long time. And obviously that trend continued last night. It's definitely something to file away in the recesses of your memory, if you will, for the future. But 12-0. So 12 straight times they have avoided losing two straight home games, the New York Rangers. Shout out to Paul Maurice, who just continues to entertain all of us with the post-game press conferences. Another beauty from him last night. And even his comment during the interview in the first period with Emily Kaplan, talking about no one's been arrested yet, everything's good. So it's just, he's having a blast. I think he's having fun here. He said, like, you think coaching would stress you out? I mean, you have a chance. You lost in the cup final last year. Stress you out to have to try to get back there and maybe win one this year. But if not Paul Maurice, he looks like he's cool and collected and calm and having a grand old time here in the Stanley Cup playoffs with some of the interactions with the media. And I believe, too, with Matt Rempe, we talked about how he'd get back in the lineup. Matt Rempe now for the Rangers with him in the lineup, I think the record is something like 20-3 or 21-3. It's just incredible what kind of record the Rangers have had. And look, Matt Rempe played a nice game, a simple game last night. You know, he gave the team energy. He got the crowd riled up. They might just want to keep him in the lineup, especially at home, because of the way the crowd responds every time the guy fucking touches the ice. I mean, they're going nuts. Like, this is unbelievable. This reminded me of the way teenage girls got with the Beatles in the 60s. I mean, they just lose their minds. Like, really, they're just losing their minds that Matt Rempe's on the ice. He's going to probably knock someone on their can, and people just can't get enough, and they're screaming and yelling and cheering like crazy every time he was on the ice for one of his shifts last night. It's really, really a phenomenon, what we're seeing here with this guy. And he kept it simple. And what I like about his game is, you know, he didn't have that bad, undisciplined penalty last night. He didn't. And that's sometimes the odd issue with him, but not last night. And he stayed out of the box, stayed out of penalty trouble. And the Rangers get a big game three win last night.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, he didn't force the issue as far as the physicality. You know, it was chippy early. And I tweeted it out. I said, you know, this game probably could have used a fight to settle things down in that department, but it kind of naturally just did on its own. Obviously, the big question was that Kulikov hit on Winberg, where, you know, the suicide pass that hung Winberg out to dry is the real problem with that. You just don't make that pass when you see a guy cutting across the middle. But that being said, there was a little bit of him ducking down to try to get to receive that pass and then completely flip it back out, which made it an interference call. But these guys have to be more aware. You can't be keeping your head down at all times. And when you have guys playing with their head down and you have a guy who's trying to line you up, that was going to be a shoulder-to-shoulder or shoulder-to-chest hit. But because he's down and making that pass off right quick, it ends up being a headshot, and that's why they even looked to review that and possibly go with a five-minute minor. They made the right call and made that two-minute minor rather as opposed to a five-minute major. But that's something that you know the league has to be conscious of. We talk about the whole goalie interference rule, but I think that's something that needs to be looked over too. Keep the review in session for those hits, but you got to make sure that, listen, even if the guy ends up getting knocked out and concussed, if he's the one who ducked his head down in the shot, you can't make that a five-minute penalty or make that a long suspension or fine if a player puts themselves in harm's way by ducking down on a shot that was meant for their shoulder or chest. So that's something that definitely I think needs to be considered because we've seen it happen a few times. This one was not as egregious as some other calls during the regular season, but it's still the same point where you just can't put yourself in that vulnerable of a position, even if it does mean your team could possibly benefit from a larger penalty.
Yeah, that's actually something that's really worth considering. I agree with that. And it'll be interesting to see what kind of changes are made, if any, with that moving forward. But one NHL note before we get into Edmonton-Dallas tonight. Scott Arneil hired as head coach of the Winnipeg Jets officially. And if this isn't doing things on the cheap, I don't know what is. But look, I know Winnipeg, there was that big issue early in the season where they weren't filling the building and what 11,000-12,000 fans were in the building, and we know they've had some financial concerns with that. I know they're not going to go out there and get the best coach you can find. I get it. I totally get it. I knew they wouldn't. They're not going to pony up the big bucks for the best coach out there, no doubt about that. That's not what Winnipeg is about. That's not how they do business, especially now when you see what happened early in the season with their attendance figures. But I mean, Scott Arneil's basically been an assistant coach his whole career. He's had these little instances where he's been an interim coach. I know in Columbus he was an interim coach for a little bit, I think after Claude Noel got bounced, and he lasted, I think, a season and a half there, and that was it. So it's definitely it's almost like a placeholder hire. Unless I see something that's just absolutely, he can always convince me otherwise and goes out next year. They have a hell of a season and they finally put some playoff round victories together. But until that happens, I this is a thumbs down for me hire. I mean, it's a cheap hire. It's a guy that's, been bounced around from team to team, mostly as an assistant, very little. Like, if he's such a damn good coach, how come he hasn't been a full-time head coach, in all the friggin' years and decades he's been a coach in hockey? So from that standpoint, there's some question marks there. It's basically an organization, look, that's not going to go out there and get the best coach and pay the bucks to get him. That's just not what Winnipeg can afford to do right now either. So you look at it that way too. And the Scott Arneil type and just keeping it in-house, just moving him up to the head chair after Rick Bowness retired. Not totally shocked by it. And if you read the quotes from Mike Commodore, man, who's not scared to speak his mind. His hatred for Babcock's up there. I never knew the hatred for Scott Arneil or the dislike was rivaling that, but it sure seems that way based on he's not a fan and some pretty harsh comments regarding Arneil from his past maybe experiences with him. But Alex, I'm not shocked. It's a hire that's not going to cost you a lot of money. It's one where too, it's almost like they almost feel like things are going to go backwards here a little bit with this kind of a hire too, because they feel, we thought we had something good 2 years ago, flame out against Vegas. We thought we had something good, last year, this year, great season going, flame out against Colorado, win the first game and then four straight, see you later after that. But years before that, shortcomings again. It's almost like they've resigned themselves to say, we're not at the point where we're ready to get over any sort of hump right now. We're not in a great financial state right now. Let's just go cheap. And here enters Scott Arneil.
Yeah, it's a strange hire for sure. And I thought, like I said, they're not going to break the bank. They weren't going to be in the talks for getting a Brenda Moore before he re-signed with Carolina or anything like that. But I had been championing Dean Evason. I thought he would have been the perfect fit, Central Division guy, tough-nosed guy. Like you said, the fact that they were – the hump that they need to get over is playoff hump, right? They're a good
– Elliot said they interviewed him and they liked him, but apparently not enough.
It's just not enough to work it out. Yep. So, like you said, now – it definitely seems like it's going to be a lateral, if not backward move, because I just don't think he has any kind of different edge or push that Bonus had. If Bonus couldn't get him over the hump, where does Arneal have an extra edge or an extra push for this club? And like I said, then when you read Mike Commodore's quote, then that kind of really makes you cause a concern. You know, what other players maybe have that same feeling, be it ex-players or current players, that this guy can't get it done. Like I said, there are some guys where you wonder, why don't they get head coaching jobs after being assistants for a long time? I could write off a bunch of names of guys that I believe should right now have head coaching jobs in the NHL, should have had head coaching jobs over the last 5 to 10 years that just didn't. So that's not always a fair barometer. I mean, look at Chris Knobloch. Because Knobloch was stuck in the A for a long time. Clearly, this guy needed to be in the NHL level now, and he's finally getting his chance with Edmonton. So that isn't always the case, but I think with Arneal, yes, there's a reason he's been an assistant for the last 14 years, and maybe this isn't the guy that's going to make a big splash for it if they do it forward.
Maybe not. You're right about that. We'll see. But very, very interesting hire. We will put it that way when it comes to Winnipeg bringing in Scott Arneal, or actually elevating him to the head coaching position. All right, let's get to game two. West final. Note the start time. We're back to 8 p.m. Eastern for the start time tonight for game two on TNT. Edmonton and Dallas. Dallas -130 home favorites. 5.5 the total here. Edmonton leading the series 1-0. It's funny, we've seen a little bit of a drop in the price down to -130 at some books in the last hour or two. And are they reacting to the fact that Roope Hintz is a game time decision, that maybe they were expecting him to play and now it's not a sure thing that he will? Maybe. But there was just a little drop in the price toward Dallas here for game two. We've seen, obviously, Dallas lose every game one that we can remember in these playoffs and before that last year as well. But now they're in a bounce back type of spot, which is something they did against Colorado, of course, in the last round. It is worth noting, though, they did drop the first two home games of the first round against Vegas. So, you know, it's not inconceivable Edmonton can win again and take a 2-0 series lead here. But I do think Dallas has a lot more to give. Peter DeBoer kind of said it, you know, after the game one loss in double overtime. There's another gear. There's another level that his team has. Didn't really consistently see that. We didn't see it at the start, in my opinion, for Dallas consistently. And then there were lulls in the second period. They really didn't get their game going in any way, shape, or form until Sagan made it 2-1 off the Brett Kulak turnover. And then in the third period, look, it was not, again, another period where it wasn't Dallas's best. I mean, Edmonton actually carried things, in my opinion, in the third period. They played an absolutely tremendous third period in that game. We'll see if they can respond to that. I also look at this as, can Edmonton play, especially defensively, much better than they did in game one? I mean, they gave up almost 40 shots. It was in the high 30s for Dallas, but their penalty kill was exquisite, as it's been all playoffs. Skinner had one of his best games of the Stanley Cup playoffs for sure. He was tremendous. And that was the difference to me with Edmonton's win in game one of this series compared to the last two games against Vancouver, as far as Skinner is concerned, where he was shielded. He was protected. He didn't have to do a ton in those two victories. He had to do a lot more against Dallas, and he had to make some big-time stops, and he did. Credit to him. Can Edmonton play much better defensively? I don't think so. And plus, you have to think Dallas is going to have a much better push here offensively tonight. So, you know, I said all along that I do believe that Edmonton would win game one, but Dallas would probably respond and take the next three, or at least two of the next three. I'm hoping it is the next three for my exact series to play out as Edmonton, Dallas, 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 Edmonton, Dallas in six. That's kind of the way I see it. So I do like Dallas here. They've been a good team, bounce backs type of team all season. So is Jake Oettinger, who really didn't play that bad in game one. But I do think that Zach Hyman goal, for as great a display of stick handling and hands that was by Zach Hyman, he's still probably going to want to have that one because it went through the wickets, but it was still a tremendous effort, you know, by Zach Hyman. So you got to believe Oettinger will be a little bit better here tonight. It's basically, rather than one or two, you know, sizable bets, like I've already got Dallas to win the West and the Cup. So all my Dallas individual game bets in this series, they're going to be smaller. I don't need to, you know, pile on with a huge bet on Dallas from a game to game standpoint. I'm looking at this as just little small individual game bets, and I've got four of them involving Dallas here tonight. Dallas to score in the first period. I'm willing to lay the $1.65. It's a little pricey, but I'm willing to do it. Dallas first period puck line, which you can get at +178. How about that for a price? +178 at Pinnacle for Dallas first period puck line, -0.5. A small Dallas money line, -130. Dallas team total, over 3 at -125 at BetMGM. You can go 3.5 at the big plus price, but just for a little added security and cushion, take the over 3 for me with Dallas team total. -125, a small little over bifecta here, first period over, full game over, especially with the over dropping to 5.5 tonight here for this game. So I did jump in on that. And so with all that, the Dallas bets, first period puck line, score in the first, team total over 3, the over bifecta. I'm also getting in on a similar same game parlay to the best bet that hit for me last night with the Panthers and the Rangers. But for this one, I'm going to jump up the total a little bit more so that I can maybe put myself in a middle situation as far as the full game over that I've got and the total that I've got in the same game parlay. And what I've got in tonight's SGP is Edmonton +2.5, Dallas +2.5, and under 7.5, -120 at BetMGM. I'm on that. Look, if you went this route that I went with the best bet in the Florida Rangers series yesterday, which was Panthers Rangers +2.5, as well as under 6.5. If you went that route with Dallas Edmonton game one, you would have cashed because it was a 2-1 3-2 final score in favor of Edmonton in double overtime. Well, it was +2.5. Both sides would have hit. Under 6.5 would have hit. But I'm being a little more safe here with the 7.5. You could actually put the under 6.5 in that SGP and get the price to about +130. Which is a pretty good price, but I'm playing it a little safer, putting it at under 7.5 to go with Edmonton +2.5, Dallas +2.5 at -120. So that's what I'm on there. We'll get to props in a sec. Alex, what do you like here? West final.
I think we're going to kind of see more of an opening up early in this game, kind of the same way we saw with game two of Florida, New York. I think, like I said, we're going to see a little bit more pace, a little bit more push, especially from Dallas, knowing that, you have to seize that home ice edge, get that back on your side. So I like the first period over, 1.5, and get -116 at FanDuel. I also like both teams to score +180 available at FanDuel in that spot. So those are only two things, not looking at the full game over. So it's the over bifecta just as far as the first period kind of goes. And there's a player prop that I like. I'll be talking about a little bit later. And the player prop, same player tied to Dallas winning the game. And even in this series up at once. I think we kind of see almost a similar kind of carbon copy to what Florida, New York look like. I don't think we see overtime, so I won't be on the draw, even though we've seen back-to-back nights with OTs. I think that trend maybe stops here tonight. But I do like first period over. I do like both teams to score. I think we see some scoring early in the contest.
All right, so the over, if the first period portions of the over trifecta for Alex, which is first period over and first period both teams to score here for the Oilers and the Stars here. As far as player props for me, most of my player I'm definitely trimming the fat, if you will, when it comes to player props because we've seen pretty much a lower scoring start to these conference finals. So I'm really trying to isolate it down to just a few goal props. And I'm the ones with value, the ones that I'm going to get bang for my buck, rather than the obvious candidates where it's like +150 for them to score. So I'm going with the Nuge, Holloway, Kane, Fogle, and Bouchard for Edmonton, those five. And they're all at +370 or better. They're all really good prices. And then for Dallas, I'm Wyatt Johnston. Look, Wyatt Johnston hasn't been +200 to score a goal in a little bit. So this is actually one of the better prices for him. So I'm on that. Logan Stankoven +410. Jamie Benn, the captain, in a game of this magnitude, +322. Tyler Seguin's been great, +210. And a little sprinkle on Miro as well. I think Miro might get in on the act a little bit. +500 for Haskinen tonight to find the back of the net. So those are the main goal props for me here when it comes to game two with the Oilers taking on the Stars. Again, Roope Ince is a game time decision. It's really the only injury note for either team going into game two tonight. And of course, we'll see Ottinger and Skinner once again, the goaltending matchup. All right, there we go. That's it. You know, pretty short show. That's what it's going to be now, probably moving forward. More shorter shows than not, with just one game, you know, on a daily basis. But we do want to remind you, BetCasts, Tuesday night and Wednesday night this week. We are looking forward to it. There it is. Tuesday, May 28th, East Final, Game 4, Rangers-Panthers, 8 p.m. Eastern. That is going to be our Patreon exclusive BetCast this week. Rangers-Panthers Game 4. So last week, the East was the free BetCast. The West was the Patreon BetCast. We're flipping it this week. The East game is the Patreon exclusive Rangers-Panthers Game 4. The free BetCast is the West Final Game 4. Dallas and Edmonton, Wednesday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. So back-to-back nights of BetCasts again this week, Tuesday, May 28, Wednesday, May 29. Looking forward to it. And again, for the Patreon BetCast, to access that one, tune in and join us for Tuesday's BetCast with Rangers-Panthers Game 4. You must be a Patreon member. Sign up, just $10 per month, patreon.com/iceguys. You get the access to all of our remaining live BetCasts that are Patreon exclusive, sides totals and player props on the post on the page each and every day, goalie charts, totals charts, and more. Bonus content coming up in the off season as well, lots of it. So make sure you sign up, $10 per month, patreon.com/iceguys, and check out the Ice Guys store too, iceguys.myspreadshop.com.
Yes, 2 days remaining with free standard shipping. Go to iceguys.myspreadshop.com, click on the redeem button at the top of the page, add everything to your cart, and you get standard shipping at no extra charge today and tomorrow only. That's at iceguys.myspreadshop.com.
Great stuff. All right, we got best bargain bin special of the night and best bets coming up right after we hear from our great sponsor.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Boston Hemp Inc., make sure you check them out. Get 20% off all orders on the website using the promo code ICEGUYS at bostonhempinc.com. All right, bargain bin special of the night for this Saturday Western Conference Final Game 2 matchup, Dallas hosting Edmonton. Alex, where are you going for the bargain bin tonight?
So I got two looks involving one player and the side they play for. It's the Dallas Stars, and I'm looking at Jamie Benn. Came really close to getting the goal in game one. I think he'll have a spot here tonight where he can find the back of the net. Plus 380 anytime goal. But you can also get him to score a goal and Dallas to win the game at plus 520. Also available at FanDuel. So I'm going to double up with that. We're going to go Jamie Benn, anytime goal, plus 380. Jamie Benn to score a goal along to the Dallas Stars getting the victory, plus 520. So those are my bargain bin specials for game two.
We've done it again. We're on the same one.
Nice.
Done it again. We're on the same one as far as a bargain bin special of the night. Yep. Jamie Benn, I don't think it was his best game one necessarily. Did have a few decent looks. I think in a game like this, you know, you need your captain. You're trying to avoid a 2-0 deficit. I think there's a great chance he ends up stepping up his game here tonight in game two of this series. So I'm right there with you on Jamie Benn at a pretty good price as well, as you mentioned, yeah. Plus 380. So both of us, it's the same bargain bin selection. Hey, sometimes you find the same stake in the market, and you're going to get the same people buying it when it's that tasty and it's that good and it's that bargain filled. So there you go. Jamie Benn, Dallas Stars, plus 380 for both of us, Alex and I, with our bargain bin special of the night. All right, best bets. Alex, what do you like for best bet?
Worked out last night. Let's see if it works tonight in the West. We're going to go with Dallas and Edmonton. First period over 1.5. Got to lay a little bit of a price here. Minus $1.16 is available at FanDuel. And I think the game opens up a little bit more. Game two, we've already seen the kind of feeling out process, obviously, with five periods being played in game one. So I think Dallas will press the tempo early, get a goal, and Edmonton can be able to bounce back and grab one as well. So first period over, Stars and Oilers, that is my best bet for game two.
All right. Edmonton-Dallas over 1.5. Actually, as low as minus 108 at Pinnacle. So make sure you shop around, but good price there. Oilers-Stars over 1.5, first period, best bet for Alex B. Smith. My best bet, I'm going to go with Dallas team total. Over 3, minus 125 at BetMGM. I like that. I think they get 4+ tonight, but just in case they land on 3, it's a push. I like the idea of them getting their offense going tonight, and I think there's nowhere to go but down for the Oilers defense and for Skinner after, I think, the best game collectively they've played in a long time in the playoffs. So I think Dallas gets things motoring up a little bit here offensively tonight. Dallas team total over 3, minus 125 for my best bet here for game 2. Of the Western Conference Final. All right, that's a wrap. Thanks to everyone for joining us. Hit the like button on the way out. A reminder, the Ice Guys is live 7 days a week, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, Saturday and Sunday, noon Eastern. And if you can't watch the show live, download the Ice Guys podcast in audio form on all major podcast platforms, as well as True TV Plus. Download the app and check it out on Roku, Amazon, and your iPad devices. For Alex B. Smith, I'm Ian Cameron. Have a great Saturday. Enjoy the games and good luck. And we're back tomorrow on Sunday for another edition of the Ice Guys.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.